Got the energy now. Hey. Boy, since I quit, I mean, boy, just everything. Just focus. Zeroed in.
Oh, yeah.
Bang. You know?
Me too.
I feel sorry for suckers. Still puffing away, you know.
No willpower.
No willpower. Pacifier.
Good evening and welcome to the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast. Tonight we honor, he's not just a singer, a songwriter, an actor, a director, a magician, a vaudevillian. He's done films, he's done music, and he does them equally well. Thomas Allen Waits, born December 7th, 1949 in Pomona, California. Oh. How do we describe him? Musician, composer, songwriter, actor. Genres. This guy does it all, from when you think it's folk and then it's blues and then Springsteen covered it. And jazz, maybe a little freeform rock. It's all thrown in there. From his first album, the jazz-oriented Closing Time in 1973, The Heart of Saturday Night, 1974, which reflected his lyrical interest in nightlife, poverty, and criminality. He reportedly toured the United States, Europe, Japan, and attracted greater critical recognition and commercial success with Small Change in 1976. Blue Valentine in 1978, and Heart Attack and Vine 1980. Oh, I didn't know this. He produced the soundtrack for Francis Ford Coppola's film One from the Heart, and subsequently made a cameo appearance in several Coppola films. Kind of like Harry Dean Stanton. Hello. How many albums has Tom Waits put out? I mean, this man is legendary. Did Coffee and Cigarettes with Jim Jarmusch, where him and Iggy Pop are just sitting there talking. You know, sometimes if you watch a movie, you can see Tom Waits hiding in the background. He's been a part of so many movies. I remember seeing him in Domino and thinking, whoa, where did you come from? I mean, he's truly one of the best. This is a chameleon. There's nobody like Tom Waits. That persona, that's the other thing we don't know about his personal life, which is good. His stage persona, it is what it is. I mean, he went out Ricky Lee Jones, hello. Chuck E's in Love. Here we go. 1973, Closing Time. Heart Attack and Vine. The Heart of Saturday Night, 1974. A Night Hawks at the Diner, 1975. Small Change, 1976. Foreign Affairs, 1977. Blue Valentine, 1978. Heart Attack and Vine, 1980. Swordfish Trombones, 1983. Rain Dogs, 1985. Frank's Wild Years, 1987. Bone Machine, 1992. The Black Rider, 1993. Mole Variations, 1999. Alice, 2002. Blood Money, 2002. Real Gone, 2004. And his album, he hasn't put out an album in 10 years. And that's Bad as Me. Hasn't toured since 2009. But he's busy. He's busy in films. He started out in Paradise Alley as Mumbles. Went all the way to The Outsiders as Buck Merrill. Okay. He was in The Two Jakes. He was in The Fisher King, playing a disabled veteran. He was R.M. Reinfeld in Bram Stoker's Dracula for Francis Ford Coppola. Yeah. He was in The Book of Eli. He was in Domino. He was known as the Wanderer in Domino. And he is currently in Licorice Pizza. He plays Rex Blau. It's the current film by Paul Thomas Anderson. In fact, Alana Haim of the band Haim, talked about being starstruck working with Tom Waits. And I mean, we all would be. Yeah. Oh, here he is in Shortcuts. But that's called a commercial, and here at the Dr. Zeus Phone Podcast, those always hit up. So, and this is Lemmy from Motorhead was it. We don't have it in the budget to take it out. So, here we go. Tom Waits and Shortcuts. That's Lily Tomlin in Shortcuts. That was a big ensemble piece. And Waits fit right in. Here's more of Tom Waits in Coffee and Cigarettes, directed by Jim Jarmusch. Music and medicine. That makes sense. And they're playing, well, they're basically parodying themselves in this movie. But like I said, Tom Waits has been all over the place, musically, cinematically. If he did a play, I mean, here he is as Reinfeld. And another commercial, I just love it, YouTube, when you throw those hits out there. Give me the money. Here we go.
What do you got for an old Dr. Theod? Or Caliban?
No, thank you, Mr. Renfield. How are you feeling tonight?
Far better than you, my lovesick doctor.
Is my personal life of interest to you?
Of course it is. All life interests me.
Your diet, Mr. Renfield, is disgusting.
Actually, they're perfectly nutritious.
You see, each life that I ingest gives back life to me.
A fly gives you life.
Certainly. But you might as well ask a man to eat molecules with a pair of chopsticks than to interest me in lesser carnivora.
I shall have to invent a new classification of a lunatic for you. What about spiders? Spiders eat the flies.
Yes, spiders eat them.
What about sparrows?
Oh, yes. Did you say sparrows?
Something larger, man.
Let's pull away from Reinfeld from Dracula, directed by Mr. Francis Ford Coppola. It's hard to sum up in words, Tom Waits. In fact, the fact that I'm doing this podcast, I'm sure would baffle him and tickle him and be like,
well, he doesn't really know me at all.
Well, no, I don't. I listen to the music. I watch the films. The music is exceptional. I know people who complain about, oh my God, that voice. It's perfect. One of my friends said, I can't listen to it. It sounds like he's exercising a demon. Okay. He's one of the best. Tom Waits is one of, as a storyteller. He even himself says, you know, I probably sing Halloween music and folk songs. And Tom Waits songs, for me, as the listener, my God. I think of the LNC because I love that song, Hold On, from his 1999 album. He can get sentimental, but he never loses that authenticity, that Tom Waits authenticity. You know, I can't really do them, but yeah. I remember one time I told a friend in college I wish I had a voice like that, and they said, you're crazy. But it's Tom Waits. I said, how could you not? The albums Alice and Blood Money released at the same time. I love them both. Bad as Me, the last album that came out in 2011. That's such a, there's a really great song in there called Get Lost and Raised Right in Chicago. And yeah, it's pure Tom Waits. You got Bone Machine, Real Gone with You Better Make It Rain. That's one of my favorites. Orphans. What else do we have? I Never Talk to Strangers from the 70s. But Orphans is interesting because he has this cover of Sea of Love that everyone has done. And I think his is the best. You know, you put Tom Waits on it, whether it's a Bob Dylan song or Tom Waits song or a modern song, and it's captured. It's beautiful. It's endless. He's a fellow Sagittarius. I was born December 6th. He was born December 7th, 1949. The great, effervescent, the storyteller himself, Tom Waits. As a listener, as the viewer, I'm always waiting for his next move, but I'm always also in awe of this beautiful banquet of albums, music, and film, and personality. He's really got personality. And I always love it when he sits down for an interview because, you know, people aren't, they don't know what they're going to get with Tom Waits. He's going to start telling a story. He's either going to play the guitar or, you know, the piano has been blinking. Yeah, that's such a good song. See, there, you listen to movies and his songs always pop up. That was in the movie Pollock, where... Ed Harris played Jackson Pollock, and that song is playing throughout the trailer. The piano has been drinking. I can't really do Tom Waits, but I am such a, I don't even want to say fan. I'm so in awe of him. I'm so in awe. That energy, he's got that energy that, well, it's a little bit Sagittarius, and it's a little bit, where the fuck did you get that? But I always loved it when he sat down for interviews because, like I said, you didn't know what you were going to get with Tom Waits. Even now.
Our next guest is a multiple Grammy Award winner and a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, one of America's preeminent singer-songwriters. This is his current album. It's entitled Bad as Me. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Tom Waits, everybody. I wish you were here more often, but you don't live here, do you? Where do you live?
Well, I'm living in California. I was here for a few years.
Put in some time here. How do you like California?
Well, it's very different than New York,
right,
as you know.
Yes.
My stay here was difficult primarily because what was new was jogging was new when I was here.
And that drove you out of the city?
No. I thought it was an acronym for something. I thought it was Jamaicans on grass or something.
Easy enough to make that mistake.
Yeah. But I wasn't ready for it. Because I was still drinking and smoking at the time, kind of around the clock.
Around the clock, sure. Well, it is, if you really put yourself into it. It's a 24-hour-a-day gig.
It got in the way of my jogging.
But you look fantastic, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
And I couldn't help but notice what seems to be an artifact here.
Well, I too am no longer allowed on eBay.
Really?
The last thing I bought was the last dying breath of Henry Ford.
Wow, what? Now, it's none of my business, but what did you pay for that?
Too much.
Yeah, too much. Now, this looks like a vessel of some kind.
Well, there, that's good. That's good, because a lot of people look at it, and the first thing my son said was, is it a primitive steam iron?
Oh, yeah.
And other people think that maybe it's an oven for cooking just one roll.
Right.
But I bought it in a music store.
You bought it in a music store? Yeah. And what is it made of? What is the material? It feels like cement or something.
It does. Yeah. Like a composite.
Some sort of stone composite, yeah.
But I was going to ask you if you knew what it was or what you had. and if you don't, I'll tell you.
Yeah. No, I have one just like it. And I don't know what that one is either. Now, does this open? Can I touch it?
That's part of it right there.
Okay.
You can lift that up, and you drop it back down.
Right.
Yeah. Here's the deal. You want a description?
Yeah, what?
You take a piece of string, and you tie it to here, and then you set it. You open it up like that, and then you bring the string into the back here, and it goes through the back, and to the string you tie a piece of cheese.
Oh, my
See?
God.
See? And because of the color, rats are drawn to the device, and they go in the device and eat the cheese in the back. And when the cheese is gone,
remarkable.
See what I mean? You really don't know what you're gonna get with Tom Waits. You just don't. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 10 years ago. 2011. I am always in awe. I don't give my opinion on him because I love him. I love the music. I love everything within his context of this crazy world that we live in. And Tom Waits, you are just, you're one of the originators. And as a character actor, a singer, a songwriter, you know, and this is for the LNC. You've got to hold on. You've got to hold on. That's all I'm going to say, because I don't want him to come after me. So, as always, unpleasant dreams. Happy birthday, Tom Waits.